Yeah. I'm getting the advance from my publishers on Monday or Tuesday. And, I want to sort of ease back into them. I figure we should, maybe take $7,500 and put into some, mutuals and tea.
Robbed.
Right. Let's see. You had just, punched in your secret code.
Yes, and then I turned to the fellow behind me and said, aren't these automatic tellers great? And he said, they sure are. And then I punched in how much money I wanted, and it came out. I turned to the fellow and said, that was easy. He said, it sure was. And that's when he showed me his knife.
I see. Exactly how much money was taken?
$170.
Well, I mean, it's not so much, huh?
No. Although it is every cent I have in the world.
Oh.
You see, I've been out of work for almost a year and a half. I was laid off on inauguration day. The $170 was going to be the first installment on my tuition for bartender school.
Well, that's a good job, huh?
Oh, sure, sure. Steady, too. I mean, what with the economy and the world situation being the way it is, experts are predicting that people will be drinking more and more.
Look, I'm sure that you'll work something out, huh? Anyway, look, we're going to have you look through some mug books, and maybe you'll find someone. Huh?
You know, it's funny. To one person, $170 is the difference between a life of quiet desperation and a chance for a brand new start. Well, to somebody else, it's just 1/58 of $10,000.
Very nice molding.
Thank you.
Could you tell me how long this light fixture has been here?
We put it in yesterday.
Can I help you? I'm Captain Miller.
Yes. Is this the original flooring?
I have no idea. It was here when we got here. Why do you ask?
Oh, excuse me. I'm Victoria Hoflein, State Division for Historic Preservation. We were contacted by Dr. Traven of the Greenwich Museum regarding an article you found in your basement.
Oh, right. Yeah, we found this old gun.
Yeah, I found it.
Oh. Well, we've done some further research on that. And do you happen to know who that gun belonged to?
No, I don't.
Name someone who belonged to the police force, but then later became very famous.
LaGuardia.
Good answer, good answer.
Theodore Roosevelt. And as I'm sure you know, Mr. Roosevelt was the head of the New York Police Board from 1895 to 97.
right. Mm-hmm.
Well, this building was its headquarters, and from our research, we think that your office just may have been Mr. Roosevelt's.
Really?
Only for you.
Now, if this building meets the basic architectural requirements, we can recommend it for its inclusion in the National Register for Historic Places.
Hey, how about that?
Does that mean Sears will paint it?
Captain, may I look around some more?
Please.
Thank
please.
You. Oh.
inside.
I know the procedure.
What do we got here?
My name is Howard Spangler. I'm an American citizen.
He is.
We picked him up in his apartment. He attacked some cleaning people in the hallway, and then he locked himself in a closet.
He started speaking Spanish, giving me orders. Anda. I don't have to take that anymore.
Take it easy, Mr. Spangler.
I'm sorry. It's only a short time since I've been released.
Mental patient.
Hostage.
No. I wasn't one of the fabulous 52. I was the one you never read about.
Mr. Spangler was an executive with an American company in South America. He was kidnapped by a rebel group in 79.
18 months I lived a nightmare. Chained up in filthy huts. Dragged up and down the mountainside like excess baggage. Eating with these Germans.
They let him go last December.
You know those guys from Iran? They got a ticker tape parade and a handshake from the president. I got back at 2 a.m. on a charter flight, and I had to show up for work the next day.
Well, Mr. Spangler...
I wasn't on Nightline once! I'm sorry. I've had some difficulty adjusting to things. Sometimes I get these kind of flashbacks. I guess that's what happened to me this morning.
I'm afraid we're going to have to hold you temporarily.
Just like old times.
As soon as you give some information to Sergeant Mojahowitz, you can make some phone calls.
Now, I'd like to arrange ransoms.
That's bail.
Have a seat, Mr. Spangler. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, well, you don't have to tie me up. I'm not going anywhere.
Then we won't.
You finished looking through the mug books?
Oh, no, I was just taking a little break. Anyway, I don't have to be any place. Not anymore.
Aha.
Would like a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I drink tea.
Well, let me fix you some.
No, come on,
That's all right, really. It's okay. Be good practice. In case I happen to get the $170 for bartender school. Care for a twist?
Sure.
Oh, bottoms up?
Yeah.
Look, I want to apologize. My problems have nothing to do with you, and I have no right to burden you with them just because you're rich and famous.
That's okay.
It's just that sometimes I think my existence is so worthless, I wonder what's the point of going on with it. Joy. Oh.
How you doing? Can't complain.
Good. Precinct Sergeant Dietrich.
Got it. Barney, we got a robbery in progress at the Instant Teller at 10th and University.
That's my branch.
Maybe that's our man.
Oh, God, I hope so. Come on, Dietrich, let's go.
Can I help you? I'm Captain Miller.
Hi. Jack Norrell. Norrell and Associates.
Mr. Norrell?
I'm to meet Miss Hoflein here.
Miss Hoflein? Oh, well, she was here earlier.
Shut up, Barney.
She left.
Oh. So here, they're going to turn this place into a historical landmark, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it looks.
Looks more like a pile of junk to me. No offense.
What can I do for you, Mr. Norrell?
Oh, I just want to take a look around, you know, in case I decide to buy the place.
Mr. Norrell, I think there's been some misunderstanding here.
This place is going to be a landmark.
So?
So, anybody who buys it and puts it back in its original condition gets a 25% tax credit.
Well, that may be, but this is,
You know, this place would make great dental offices. You know, 1890s style. Of course, it's going to take a lot of work, you understand?
This building is not for sale.
Do you own it?
No, not exactly.
Mr. Doral, the city has no intention of selling this building.
You don't mind if I just look around, do you? Yeah, we could rip out this bathroom and put in a bathroom.
You know how to get in touch with that Hoffline lady?
Yeah.
Tell her I want to see her.
Can I help you?
I'm Christopher Galt, Lemming Richards Company.
You here to see Mr. Spangler?
Yes, may I talk to him, please?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Howard?
Oh, it's you.
I heard what happened.
I'm sure you didn't waste any time spreading it around the office. Spangler's going bananas again.
Howard, please.
You don't miss a trick, do you, Mr. New Vice President of International Marketing?
Look, Howard, I told you before. You were kidnapped. They asked me to find some stamps in your desk. One thing led to another, and I had your job.
You don't think I really care, do you?
Anyway, bail is being arranged downstairs right now. The company's taking care of it.
Well, that's a change.
Look, you know we wanted to pay the ransom, but their government wouldn't let us.
Maybe you were just afraid it might hurt the quarterly profit statement. Cut into the stockholders' dividends that you suck from other people's sweat and toil.
Look, Howard, we all know you've been through a rather harrowing experience, and our only concern is your well-being and getting you back up to snuff. But I must tell you that some of your recent actions have been a bit disconcerting.
What are you talking about?
Well, this memo, for example, that you sent to the sales department yesterday. From the desk of Howard Spangler to the imperialist pigs who sit on the backs of the workers.
So?
Take it easy, man.
Look, come on. I want that money.
I told you I don't got it.
Look, you better find it, amigo.
¿Qué pasa con él?
Where's my money?
I told him I don't got it.
All right, what do we got?
Nothing.
This is Julio Rodriguez. He tried to rob a lady who had just made a withdrawal. She slugged him with her purse, and two old guys grabbed him and sat on him till we got there.
You read about stuff like this, but you never think it could happen to you.
Look,
Over there, Julio.
Come on, get over there.
The bell ticket for a Spangler, Howard.
Over here, Lovett. Hey, you want to let him out?
Okay. All right, Mr. Spangler. Being released on bail. Failure to appear in court in the date specified will result in forfeiture of bailment and a felony warrant for your arrest.
What?
You can go.
Oh, no, no. Thank you.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm not leaving.
Hey, will you dismiss? Hey, will you get down from there?
What's going on?
He won't leave.
Howard, we can go back to the office and you can talk to Dr. Hobb.
No, no, you're not getting me back to that miserable office. A tiny little cubicle with no window and no air. I've got rights.
Mr. Spangler, we can get you right home.
I don't want to go home.
Well, where do you want to go?
I want to go back.
Back where?
Back there.
Total personality collapse.
That's right, Galt. I gotta be crazy, right? I gotta be crazy. I want to go back to people who imprisoned me, who made me sleep on dirt floors and eat rotten food, made me walk for miles in the pouring rain and the burning sun, just like they did.
Excuse me?
That's right, Galt. Get out of here. Go crawling back to the big bosses who feed off the flesh of the peasants.
I am late for a meeting.
But you're not taking me with you, not Howard Spangler!
All right, you want to get down from there?
No! I found out something down there. People can make a difference. Nothing's impossible. The longest journey begins with a single step.
All right, Mr. Spangler.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. I want a plane out of here tonight.
Look.
Julio, get their guns!
I don't think so.
All right, forget it. I don't need you.
Don't you understand? Those people had something down there that I never had. Commitment. A belief. Belief in something so strong they were willing to fight for it. They're willing to die for it. I was a part of that. Mr. Spangler, the point is, those people are going to keep fighting for what they believe in, whether you're there or not.
No, they won't.
Why not?
Because they won.
Huh? They did.
3 weeks after I was let go, they conquered the capital and overthrew the junta. So now Javier and Felipe and all the rest of them, they're roasting pigs in the presidential palace while Mr. Lucky is stuck back here. I mean, I carried my share of the load, sport. I did my part. I broke my back for those people. And what did I get for it? A one-way ticket back home without so much as a thank you. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Mr. Spangler.
I'd like to sit down.
Right ahead. You can leave whenever you want to.
We'll leave the door open.
Thanks.
Poor guy.
Yeah, you want to sign this right here, please?
You know, I guess when you see somebody else's problems, it can make your own seem small in comparison.
That's very true.
Unless you think about them.
Mr. Dozier, look, I could give you the $170 and I really wouldn't miss it.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm not going to. You see, it just wouldn't be right. I'm a cop, you're a victim. There are certain boundaries we just don't cross. I mean, it upsets the natural order of things.
Oh.
I mean, look, there are people who come in here every day in trouble, wanting things, you know? I mean, people more despondent and more desperate than you. And I promise you, believe me, I have never lifted a finger to help them either.
I understand.
Good.
So how about just $10?
Fine.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
I'm going to pay this back.
That's okay.
With interest.
Hey, whatever.
Thank you, and I'm sure this will make a lovely reception area for at least 3 doctors.
Yeah. Maybe knock down this wall.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, Captain, you wanted to see me.
Yes, Miss Hoffline, I'm afraid there's a bit of a misunderstanding here.
Oh?
Mr. Norell here seems to think that this building is for sale.
It is, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid the decision doesn't rest with Miss Hoffline. This building happens to be under the jurisdiction of the Department of General Services.
I know. I've already talked to them. And they said I could show it to Mr. Norell.
Wojo, give me somebody down at General Services. We'll straighten this out right away. It's obviously a mix-up. Because this precinct, these men perform a vital service to this community. The city is not about to sell us out for a quick buck.
Yeah, second. It's Mr. McGreevy.
Mr. McGreevy. Yes, Mr. McGreevy. Captain Miller, 12th Precinct. Yes, we're having a bit of a problem here. I hope you can help us with it. We have some people here who are under the impression that this building is for sale. Yes. Well, I already told them that's not the case, that the city is certainly not foolish enough to dismantle an essential... No, he hasn't made an offer yet.
Yeah, I'll tell him. You're welcome. Mr. McCreevy said he's looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
And, Captain, you have a nice day. Now, Mr.
McCreevy. You had a finite gun, huh?
You're locked up for 2 days in the 12th Precinct, so you might as well enjoy this 48-hour fandemonium marathon of Barney Miller, only on TV Land.